UFO.
Welcome to the real world.
Come for,
at any time, in any place,
There is only one way to save our city.
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Ground Zero coming to you live from Portland, Oregon, and happy to be here tonight on this wet night. My God, it's like you can swim outside in the air. Just amazing stuff going on in the weather here in Portland, Oregon. By the way, you can listen to us online by going to zeropointradio.com and watch us on television at groundzerotv.org. A lot of people right now broadcasting Ground Zero. You can also hear us on KUFO.com. Coming to you live from KUFO here in Portland. Gosh, we're doing so well. We're glad to have you out there listening tonight. And you know, I'm in a great mood tonight, and I want to put you all in a great mood before I go into the really harsh stuff. Because there's a lot of harsh stuff to talk about. But you know, let's kind of be, let's be a little happy right now, and I'll tell you why I'm happy right now. In my home, I'm very happy to have in my life a beautiful woman and her little boy. And he's fantastic. His name is Liam Duffy. Today is his fourth birthday, okay? And the thing about Liam Duffy is that he's this little redheaded kid, and everybody who meets him loves him. He's just an amazing kid. He's charming, and you don't even know that this kid is just turned four. I mean, he's brilliant. He's got a great head on his shoulders because of his mother. He's a great head on his shoulders. He's fantastic. Another thing about Liam that a lot of people don't know is that Liam is actually, he's not my son, but I take care of him like he is. He is the son of Jed Duffy. Now, many people, Jed Duffy is a part, he's a bass player of the band, the legendary band from England, the Stockholm Monsters. And they're with Factory Records, and Jed's played in a number of other bands, too, that you probably aren't familiar with, but basically they're pretty well-known bands. And so one of the things about Liam is to chip off the old block, and the reason why he is because one day, you know, I'm in my room working with my microphone and my radio stuff that I have in my room, and he comes in and he says, "Hey, Dad, I want to sing a song." And I go, "What do you want to sing?" And, you know, and he has a little guitar, okay, and he can sing We Will Rock You by Queen like nobody else. He can sing Rockaway Beach by the Ramones like nobody else. And he can also sing Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day, but he does his own version of it. So tonight for Liam's birthday, I want to acquaint you with this brilliant young kid who's going to be a rock star someday, and this is his debut on the radio. You're about to hear Liam Duffy. Now, this guy just turned 4 years old. Happy birthday, Liam. And here he is singing Rock and Roll All Night, Party Every Day by Kiss. It's amazing. Here we go. Doesn't he jam? He just jams well, doesn't he? And it was perfect pitch. I just think he's a chip off the old block. So A little tribute to Liam on his fourth birthday tonight, and I'm sure his dad, Jed, out there in England is going to be proud of him. That's just amazing. Everybody's laughing. They're loving it. So hope you enjoy that tonight. And, you know, what's really interesting about Liam, and what's really interesting about, you know, when you get a family and you're thrust into a family and you're looking out for the woman you love and you're working out, you're looking out for your kids and you're looking out for everybody that you have in your life. You look at what the country's going through right now and you're saying to yourself, my God, I hope there's a future for that little boy. And I hope that he's going to be taken care of, and I hope that everything's going to be fine. I mean, heck, you know, it makes you think that, you know, there's a lot of stuff at stake. And I talk about a lot of things on this program where, you know, a lot of people say, well, this is scary, what you're talking about. And I'm thinking, well, it is scary, but it's also important to know that it's happening. It's also important to know to get the information and try to be as unbiased as you can. But people, they tend to have their biases, and their biases are getting out of control. And what I'm talking about is political bias. I hate politics. I hate them. I hate politics because what I'm thinking is that the political will is getting in the way of human will. It's getting in the way of the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's getting in the way of the future for that little Liam that just sang rock and roll all night, party every day. It's getting in the way of his life. And I'm not saying that we're victims here in this country. What I'm saying is we need to wake up and we need to stop using this partisan politics to cause the problems that are happening in this world. And I'm going to point this out to you right now. Before I came to this show tonight, I had heard a very troubling announcement, a very troubling bulletin. And I'm going to tell you what that troubling bulletin was. I saw an article, and I talked about this before on my program, but I saw an article again. And this isn't me defending Barack Obama. This is me basically saying, stop the 13th century thinking. 3/4 of conservative voters in this country think that Barack Obama is the Antichrist. They ran this again in a British magazine, in a British newspaper, saying that this is the way we think in this country. Now, I thought it was just garbage. I thought it was just bunk. Until I heard this.
Tonight, a major operation is underway. We're being told that Homeland Security is involved, the Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force also involved. We're here live at the Washtenaw County Sheriff, where they've set up a command center. Multiple arrests have been made. Again, a major operation underway. We do not know, though, at this time who's being targeted, but this is very serious stuff. Tonight, law enforcement agents converge inside the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department. The complex guarded at every entrance by sheriff's deputies. None of them will tell us what's going on inside. But Action News has learned multiple raids are being carried out by the Joint Anti-Terrorism Task Force. One of those raids going on near Adrian. We spoke to a woman who was watching it all unfold.
They just got helicopters out there with spotlights going back and forth. And we've got undercover cops sitting at where each road meets all around the area.
And are police telling you what they're doing, who they're trying to arrest?
No, we stopped and asked one of them, and he had just said that they are doing a bunch of search warrants and have made up some arrests.
Meanwhile, at the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, heavy equipment has been brought in. You can see here two big satellite trucks and a radio tower. You can also see law enforcement agents gathering and, in one case, loading a weapon into an SUV. The FBI will not tell us who is being targeted, but we have learned agents have obtained search warrants.
There you go. This is unfolding right now. Okay, this is what's happening right now. Militias and police officers are having it out. You know why they're having it out? They're having it out over something stupid like the healthcare problem. And here's another thing they're having it out over. One of these militias is a quote-unquote Christian militia who claims that they are here to defend this country against what? The Antichrist. Okay? Now, this is just, this is amazing to me. It's amazing to me. I know that everybody's out there wondering if, you know, this is it, if this is the time. They're all waiting for their go-ahead where they're going to start shooting and start driving people. But you know what? It's not worth it. And you know what it is, too, and I'll tell you what it is. It is the situation where I can safely tell you that people are getting bad information about this healthcare plan. They're getting bad information about what it means. They're getting bad information from the left and the right. And the left and the right have got it both wrong. You see, there's a very critical problem in America right now. It's a large wound. and it's bleeding, and it's bleeding profusely on our mass consciousness, and everyone wants to blame someone for their pain. And there's arguments everywhere between the right and the left, and we've all polarized ourselves in such a way where nothing is going to happen, and our souls are hemorrhaging. And we want to point the finger and the blame at who's pouring the salt on the wounds. Well, the blame game runs the gamut, okay? It's from the Jews to the terrorists, from the gays to the immigrants, from the blacks to the conservatives to the politically correct white liberals. Everyone is screaming and wanting their victimhood acknowledged. Oh, please, it's me, or it's them, or it's push me, pull you. You know, when Republicans were in power, and I remember this because I was saying bad things about Bush. When Republicans were in power, those people who did not inform themselves or that were biased to the Republicans took delight and they took favor in cheering on all kinds of unconstitutional legislation and executive abuse assigned into law by George W. Bush. Now, the Democrats are happy with the extended policies of the Bush administration under the direction of Barack Obama, and he has extended those policies. The Democrats have acclimated to the fascist policies of Bush. They've done it under the direction of Obama, and now conservatives are blaming Obama for the injustices that the previous administration implemented. Okay? Now, can anyone step forward and basically declare that this Orwellian doublethink has got to stop? That we're stuck in this Orwellian nightmare, and that we need to stop being partisan because this encroaching police state and New World Order is basically going to take us out, and we need to keep the empire honest. Politically charged arguments that remain biased and dishonest are destroying the people's will in favor of the political will, and people buy into propaganda. The left wing and the right wing are two wings that are allowing the iron bird of fascism to fly. That's how it goes. It's not red state. It's not blue state. It's the state versus you. Now, how do I know this? Well, because America was founded by conspirators. Our founding fathers were conspiracy theorists. And they believed that King George was conspiring against the colonies, and they found out, guess what? It's true. And you know what? We need to have a revolution. Why? Because King George is basically bending us over and taxing us, taking our money, and not giving us any representation. Now, we as a people are blinded by might makes right. Our side is the only side, and you're either with us or against us. And you know what? These mechanisms, they've kept us from moving forward. We're not moving forward. We're not going anywhere. And all these people that claim that Derek bitching and moaning about the New World Order is doing nothing to stop the New World Order. Okay? I hear talk show hosts, colleagues, I'm not talking about local ones because I respect the local ones I hang out with. I'm talking about national ones who say, I'll tell you what, my policies and what I talk about are really bringing down the New World Order. No, they're not. Alex Jones. Sorry, I had to name him. They're not bringing down crap. Not bringing down anything. I mean, people have willed a blind spot in their soul to the corruption that's going on in this country. They don't want to believe that public officials do anything corrupt. They want to believe that their guy from their Democrat Party or Republican Party is doing a great job. They want to think that it's all one side or the other side that's basically going to save us. And same with this health care reform program. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. You know, everybody's praising Obama for this health care reform bill. You Democrats, you liberals are doing this. I want to introduce you to a president that was in power 36 years ago. His name, Richard Milhouse Nixon, a Republican. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Obama Health Care.
Turning now to the rest of the agenda for 1974, the time is at hand this year to bring comprehensive, high-quality health care within the reach of every American. I shall propose a sweeping new program that will assure comprehensive health insurance protection to millions of Americans who cannot now obtain it or afford it, with vastly improved protection against catastrophic illnesses. This will be a plan that maintains the high standards of quality in America's health care, and it will not require additional taxes. Now, I recognize that other plans have been put forward that would cost $80 billion or even $100 billion, and that would put our whole health care system under the heavy hand of the federal government. This is the wrong approach. This has been tried abroad, and it's failed. It is not the way we do things here in America. This kind of plan would threaten the quality of care provided by our whole health care system. The right way is one that builds on the strengths of the present system and one that does not destroy those strengths. One based on partnership, not paternalism. Most important of all, let us keep this as the guiding principle of our health programs. Government has a great role to play, but we must always make sure that our doctors will be working for their patients and not for the federal government.
36 years ago, 36 years ago, this health care plan was far more socialist, and it was proposed by then Republican President Richard M. Nixon. Nixon introduced his Comprehensive Health Care Insurance Act on February 6, 1974, days after he used what would have been his final State of the Union address to call for universal access to health insurance. He told America what you just heard. Now, we have Republicans screaming bloody murder now over Obama and the Health Care Reform Act. They want to rally, sue, send death threats, and now we're hearing of the militias coming after the police. We have Homeland Security basically on the tail of them, people wanting to cause trouble. They can do anything for civil disobedience because they believe in the slippery slope of Marxism and that this is one step closer to securing America as a communist gulag. Well, look at this, people. I just played you the agenda from a president 36 years ago. 36 years ago, this was all thought of. 100 years ago, it was all thought of. The Nixon proposal even had favor with the majority of the American people because it would not come from tax dollars, but from business. There was no individual mandate, which means that you're not required to pay a penny. Time magazine gave it a good review. It was voted down by Democrats. It was voted down by none other than Ted Kennedy. Now, you know what the irony to this is? The irony to all this crap that I'm hearing about, the irony is that while Ted Kennedy voted down the Nixon bill, nearly 40 years later, he died of brain cancer. And the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and others, tried to name this health care plan after him, calling him a champion of health care reform. Ted Kennedy stalled Nixon's plan for health care. Nixon was, they had the impeachment vote, but he resigned. Nobody called him a champion of health care reform. You see, the Clintons, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, had their health care plan, and they took a lot of the ideas from Richard Nixon. John Edwards also had a health care plan that they took most of it from Richard Nixon. And the Obama health care plan, where a lot of it comes from Richard Nixon. But this whole idea of being required to pay, this mandate to pay, it has not been a part of it. You know, this new health care plan is nearly 3,000 pages of nothing but rhetoric. And what's really weird is I don't know of any American that has read 3,000 pages of this new health care reform. And so people saying, oh, I'm all for it, and they know nothing about it, really pisses me off. And people who haven't read it go, I'm against it, really pisses me off. Because these health plans have been proposed by a lot of presidents, and there's no, you know, and each time they've been voted down as socialized medicine. Each time. Now, why now? What is at stake besides unconstitutional individual mandates and the illusion of universal health care? It's not universal health care. It's not. It's turning the turning the country or the government into an insurance company. So why do you think they decided to do this now? Why do you think they're proposing this now? And why do you think it's going to go through now?
out of all this time, 36 years ago, proposed this. A Republican proposed, he's the guy that proposed it. And now the Democrats are here, and now Republicans are saying, this is all communism. It was all a part of the agenda all along to put this forward. It's a slow process. It's been going on. Why do you think it's being pushed now? And why do you think it may happen? I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, and I'll tell you why it's happening now. And maybe you can call me and tell me why you think it's happening now, whether you're for or against it. I can't believe people are actually making opinions about something that they're not even going to feel until after 2014. You understand? There's all this stuff, these militias and all these people freaking out. Calm down, and you're going to get some news. You're going to get some information that may change your opinion on everything. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. I know you want to talk about this because it's bothering a lot of people. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero, and be ready because you're going to get an education. We'll be back.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
This is not a test. It is the future. Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis.
Well, at the beginning of the program, you heard that now militias and the police are at it. FBI, we've got, Homeland Security now that are, I mean, several states. This isn't just Michigan and Pennsylvania. Several states are now doing this. People are freaking out. And we got death threats. We've got all these things happening to people. And I'm trying to show you that this has been the agenda all along. I played you a clip, Richard Nixon giving his proposal in 1974. It was more socialist than what Obama had proposed. The thing now, though, is that we are requiring people, it'll be required that you get health insurance, and a lot of people will still not be insured. This is not universal health care. It's not. And I'm sure people are thinking that that's what it is. It's certainly not that. And Nixon's proposal, as I said earlier, was a proposal that the American people really liked. Now, it didn't get passed. Ted Kennedy basically said no, and now it's all about Ted Kennedy now. It's all about Obama now. It's all about the Democrats now. And it's all about these Republicans, these conservatives are basically saying, it's all communism. He's a Muslim. Oh, my God. Freak out. No, it's always been there. It's always been the agenda. And there's a secret to why the agenda is there. It has nothing to do with your health, okay, has everything to do with population control, okay? Bottom line is, the new healthcare reform is going to be a new tool to inflict pain on the American people and open them up to more surveillance and monitoring. Medical records will now be more open to investigation by none other than Big Brother. And this is not a paranoid theory. It's a fulfillment of what Obama advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski had said. He wrote in a book, and you can buy this book or you can get it at the library. It's called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. He said the following, and I quote, "It will soon be possible to assert almost continuous control over every citizen and to maintain up-to-date files containing even the most personal details about health and personal behavior of every citizen in addition to the more customary data. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. Power will gravitate to the hands of those who control the information." Before Obama became the powerful president that we love and know today, he announced at the beginning of 2009 that he was going to invest some $50 billion in electronic medical record software. And he claimed that it would save us $10 billion in healthcare costs. It also confirms that his staff, headed by
Zbigniew Brzezinski is actually following the plan as outlined in his book. Access to healthcare records gives authorities the ability to implement eugenics directives. Now, if you do not believe what I'm saying here, if you think that I'm quoting something out of my head and I'm just making stuff up, Representative Jack Ringel appeared on WJR, and they brought up the healthcare issue. Now, Ringel's an old guy, and he talks about a lot of things. But listen to what he tells the commentator on WJR about why it's going to take this gradualism to get the healthcare reform going. Listen to what he says.
Let me remind you, this has been going on for years. We are bringing it to a halt. The harsh fact of the matter is when you're going to pass legislation that will cover 300 American people in different ways, it takes a long time to do the necessary administrative steps that have to be taken to put the legislation together to control the people.
Did you hear that last sentence? To control the people. Control you. Okay? When I say this is about population control, it's not a conspiracy theory. It's reality. See, Brzezinski co-founded the Trilateral Commission. And in a lot of his plans, he believed that there needed to be a new international economic order. It morphed into fostering a closer cooperation among core democratic industrialized areas of the world with shared leadership responsibilities in international systems. Basically, the global plan is for all countries to live on the level of third world nations. Economic sustainability can be achieved through the process known as endgame strategies, meaning creating endgame strategies to get you to be afraid of the future. That way, if you're in a lot of turmoil and trauma, you'll believe anything and you'll accept everything. So you need to realize when you make your decisions just what kind of decisions you're making, because they have their finger on your buttons and they know which issues they can push to get you to move in the direction they want you to move. And so many people will not stop and use good judgment. They'll do knee-jerk reactions just like they did after 9/11, just like they're doing now. And with this healthcare situation and these militias going absolutely bat crazy and everything else, this is something that will not stand. The police state will control it. The surveillance society will control it. And the more you bitch and moan about it without using your head, instead of knowing the facts, the more the grip from that police state will have you. No more time of playing around and saying this is all crazy. It's time to pay attention. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Let's go to Stephen. Hi, Stephen. You're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clyde. How are you?
Good.
Hey, man. I'm blind, okay? I can't see really what's going on visually throughout the news.
Okay.
I was raised in a Christian home. My father was a minister. I've heard you for about the third or fourth time. You're kind of blowing my mind on some of the things you're saying and some of the things you're reporting.
What is blowing your mind right now? Be
well,
exact. Be specific.
Okay. Before I left for Arizona a couple weeks ago, you had the backmasking of Obama with the 911, thank you, Satan.
Yeah.
Okay. That was in the church years ago, right, with rock and roll, and some of the ministers were backmasking rock and roll.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
I'm not saying that it's odd that that's what's coming up right now with this Obama thing. Okay?
Sure, isn't it? It is odd, isn't it? They're all talking about whether or not he's the Antichrist. I don't think
right,
he is.
Right.
I know. I have an idea who I think the Antichrist is, and that's another show for another time. But it's enough to get these militias, these quote unquote Christian militias, to go nuts.
Right now. There was somebody in Seattle, a congressman who's office got a rock thrown through it, right?
Yeah.
Now, from what I understand, his office is on the fifth floor of a high-rise.
I don't know about that. All I know is that there's a lot of people. And, I mean, remember we were talking earlier on this program about the clash of civilization and the idea that the police state just wants an excuse. They just want an excuse. And you know what? There are people out there who are ill-informed that are giving them the excuse.
You were talking about the programming, predictable programming.
Predicted programming, correct, yes.
My father, who, like I said, was a minister, was a very wise man.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a pew jumper, so there you go, okay? So now you know where I'm from, right?
Sure.
But he was a very wise man.
Yes.
And he told me, he said, look what's coming, look what's here, look what's going on right now. And I could see at the time, my vision wasn't impaired at the time, but it is now.
Right.
About 9 years. And so, and I hear what's going on, but as far as the Tea Party movement and things like that.
Yeah.
With the N-word and the homo, there's nothing, from what I understand, that is really on concrete evidence that is really out there, that it's on tape.
Well, there's nothing.
I know people are pissed. I know people are pissed.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I'm not against people having health care, but what I am, I work and I'm blind.
Sure.
And I get my ass out there, and I'm on that freaking traveling asylum that I call your the public transportation, the bus.
Right. Right. Right.
And it's amazing to me that there are people that I listen to that aren't doing a damn thing.
Of course not. No. You know why? You know, I'll tell you why they're not doing a damn thing. Because it's so easy to let someone else do it for you. It's
right.
easy to let people be enabled and not let them work or do what they need to do. You know,
right.
socialism is going to be the panacea for this country. It's going to be something that they're all going to welcome. And it's something that, think about this. On my website, you can go to groundzeromedia.org. I have a video of a woman at the Obama rally where she said, oh, my God, I'm so happy that he's going to be president because now I don't have to pay my bills or my mortgage or my gas.
Right.
You know, this woman said that, and she believes it. And a lot of people believe it. And a lot of people believe that they're going to have a free ride, and maybe they will. But, you know, that's the point. You know, when a lot is given, a lot can be taken away.
Yeah.
And if a government is generous enough to give you whatever you're asking for, it's also the type of government that will take away from you some things.
That was Ford, right?
Huh?
Was that Ford that said that?
Ford said that, yes.
Yes, sir. Clyde, can I ask you to investigate one thing?
What's that?
All of the faintings at Obama speeches, just investigate it, man. I think it's a bunch of BS and theatricals, okay?
I'm sure it was.
Okay. Again, I'm blind, okay?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn if this guy is black. I couldn't give a freaking flying rat's rear end, okay, if he's black. It means nothing to me. What I do, that the faintings, and I was watching a PBS special once, OPB, one night, and it was after the nominees were announced, McCain and Obama. Obama was talking with Daschle, and Daschle and Obama were talking with each other, and they said, now listen, they don't know who you are.
Hmm.
So, and you've heard Brokaw and the other...
So who do you think he is?
Man, I don't know, man. I did a name search of a Barack Obama. I swear.
Don't be afraid to tell me. Who do you think he is?
Man, I don't know.
Do you think he's the Antichrist?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think he's a freaking socialist. I think he's a freaking progressive.
Do you think he's a Marxist? Do you think he's a communist? And what motivates you to think that way?
I think he's I think he, in a roundabout way,
right,
that it is reparations.
Reparations.
Yes, sir. Because he has said that.
You're thinking that he's siding with his black buddies. That's what you're thinking.
I'm sorry.
Are you thinking that he's siding with his black buddies? Is that what you mean by reparations?
No, I don't think it's all about. I think it's about the redistribution of wealth.
Redistribution of wealth. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I can understand that. I thought when you said reparations, I'm thinking what? Because of slavery? That doesn't apply to Obama because he's not. He's not that way. He's not that kind of guy.
I'm sorry. I can honestly say this. The country did the blacks wrong. They did.
Of course. Like they did the American Indian wrong, too.
And they did the Indians completely, probably, I don't know how many times worse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably worse than Hitler did the Jews. In fact, more so.
And so I don't know what it took for the Native Americans, and I'm part Cherokee, to achieve what they're getting now, okay, what it took for us now.
Right.
But I can honestly say this.
Right.
We will pay for the sins of our fathers.
I hope not.
That's biblical, but that's what it says.
Well, and you know, there were people arguing with me that I was wrong about that a couple days ago when I said, hey, you know, he's coming back as a murderer and not as some guy that's going to save you. He's going to come back and eat you. I was told that I was wrong.
Right, but I think there might be something of that nature,
okay,
for the African American population.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
You too, man. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Randy, I guess. Oh, let's go to Steven first. Steven's been waiting. Let's go to Steven, too. Oh, we just did Steven. Okay, we just did Steven. Let's go Randy, please.
Hi.
Go ahead, Randy. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, Clyde. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, you know, that's pretty eye-opening. You know, you were saying at the beginning of the show, you know, I was a few months ago, I was reading all up on the Office of Informational Awareness.
Yeah.
With their knowledge is power motto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just fits all right in. And then now, reading part of that bill, I see that we're all going to get a national health care card.
Yes, and we're all going to be part of the National Coordinator of the Health Information Technology, which will monitor all your treatments and make sure your doctor is doing what the federal government deems appropriate and cost-effective. And their goal is to reduce costs and guide your doctor's decisions. If your decision goes beyond what is proposed for your adequate treatment, he could face a penalty.
Right. And then also, just like what happened with the Social Security card, that's going to be our national American citizen or approved alien card.
And don't be surprised if that national card then becomes a national chipping of the populace.
You bet. You know, I've seen a thing once of a guy that did a study for the Bureau of Prisons, for the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, about the microchips.
And you know what? Here's something else. Now, before you get all caught up in the microchip 666 thing, because I know this is where it's leading, and I don't buy that either. I believe that the chip is part of it, but it's not the whole story, and I'll do a show about that one of these days. The situation is this. They chip you, and then you know what the next step's going to be? Legalizing marijuana. Woo-hoo! Legalizing marijuana. And then what they're going to do is they're going to tax it, regulate it, and then they're going to eliminate naturopathic treatment.
Right.
And when they eliminate that, they're going to also tell you that you no longer are able, without the sight or foresight of the coordinating national health information, without them, you're not going to be able to get vitamins or any other herbal remedies that you use, because they're going to regulate those as well, and the Food and Drug Administration is going to put the kibosh on all of that because they want you to take the drugs that they want you to take. They're going to monitor the Vicodin you take, the hydrocodone you take, and you know what? They're going to be able to tell you, hey, we can take the pain away, and we can inflict it just as bad, and if you don't do as we say, you don't get your little pill.
Yeah, and I totally see the, hey, you know, we're going to do all this for you and give you all this stuff, but if you don't do what we tell you, you're an enemy of the state. And I think Clyde's got to watch his tail, because what you're saying, what you're telling millions of people, is going to really kind of irritate these people, and pretty soon you're going to be an enemy of the state.
No, I won't, because you know why I won't be the enemy of the state? Because I'm giving them facts. So, and not only that, they think I'm crazy anyway, because I talk about werewolves in St. John's.
Well, yeah, and you know what? One thing I learned, I grew up in a government environment. My mom was a GS-16 and knew a lot of stuff, and
right.
I learned that the government, you can't, you know, I never am surprised. But if you're a wacko,
yeah.
If you can be taken off as a wacko, you're not Clinton's aides, like his state trooper bodyguard and all the Secret Service guys that were with him all back, you know, because they weren't wackos.
Right. Well, from one wacko to another, I thank you for listening, and I want you to spread the word, okay?
All right. Hey, thanks for letting me know about those spaceships around the sun, too. I checked that out, and that's incredible.
Isn't it incredible? It's awesome, isn't it? I love living in these times. It's amazing to talk about this stuff. Thanks for calling, man.
All right.
Randy, take care of yourself, all right?
All right. I'll always be listening.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. Tonight, giving you the real scoop, the real skinny on health care. You heard it. I talked about it. I talked about who proposed it first, and now who's stealing the idea, and now who's bitching about it. We got Nixon proposing it in 74, Obama ratifying it now, and all these people taking credit for it, and all these other Republicans saying, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Well, look at who came up with it. That just goes to show you that it has nothing to do with the Republican or Democrat Party. It has everything to do with agendas in back rooms. Trilateral Commission, CFR, Illuminati, New World Order. You take your pick. You pick your poison. It's all there to muddy the waters of government. 1-800-344-KUFO. That's 1-800-344-KUFO. I want to hear what you have to say about this. We'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. We're going to go to Kevin now, who's calling in from Utah. Hi, Kevin. You're on Ground Zero.
It's great to hear your voice again.
Thank you so much.
Do you think you'll ever go syndicated?
I'm hoping so. If so, call K-Bear. Tell them I want to go on their radio station. They had me for a long time.
Yeah, they did. Anyway, I am a blind person.
Another one.
Like the,
good.
Previous caller.
You know why? A lot of blind people love my montages. That's why they listen.
Maybe so.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thanks a lot.
Well, here's what I'd like to know. John Dinko came I'm a member of the National Federation of the Blind. I have something else I want to talk about, too, real quick when I'm done.
Okay, quickly.
But, yeah, okay. So he came to the National Federation of the Blind, and rather than talking about how far blind people have come or civil rights, he talked about health care.
Yeah.
Well, blind people usually vote for Democrats for obvious reasons.
Yes.
He wasn't even well received. A lot of people booed him. Now, I believe he had a hidden agenda. That was to push his health care along because he thought blind people might benefit from it because blind people are unemployed, most of them, and the list goes on.
Oh, but you know what? It's one of the reasons why, too, is because Democrats just love to embrace you people because you're handicapped.
Yeah, well,
and most of white liberal America does that with handicapped people and blacks and minorities because they're the less fortunate people. And you know what? That's bull.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they've done some good things for the blind community.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie, but they've also done a half-assed job at it.
Of course they have.
And, like John Dinko, we don't need, the blind community doesn't need a huge overhaul. I have a job working at Verizon Wireless.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school, and yes, I lived on the government when I was in school, because it's hard for a blind person to go to school and have a job, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get off the government now, and I'm being successful.
But you know what? They're going to force you to go back on it, and if you don't, you're going to get fined, and they're going to hire about 16,000 new IRS agents to make sure that you're on the dole.
That's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous. And you know what? You're going to be putting money into it even before you get the benefits, and that's going to be until 2014. And then you know what they're going to do? They're going to do just like the Templars. They're going to go, oh, where's the money? Gone. What happened? Oh, that was all corrupt from the beginning. Oh, and the American people stupid again.
Well, is there something we can do to stop this?
Of course. You just got to call and say, I don't approve of it. And you got to tell them, let's vote it down. And I think they're going to put it to a vote, too. And I think it'll get voted down. And, of course, I'm going to sound like a jerk for saying this. But, you know, everybody wants health care. Don't get me wrong. I want health care. I'm a cancer survivor. I want my bills paid, too. But you know what? I'll tell you right. I don't want to be mandated. And I don't want to be told to. And I don't want to be forced to. And I don't want to have to pay $1,000 every year because I can't make the payments.
Well, here's one other quick question. Are you familiar with Jim and Trisha Fijo?
No.
Okay, they do they own a website. You ought to go check it out. It would be kind of neat if you had them on as guests at DanielChapter1.com.
Okay.
They sell herbs and nutrition, and I heard you say that eventually the government would make it very hard for you to access all that.
It's called Codex Alimentarius. Check it out. They're going to put a ban on it. You watch.
Who is it?
It's called Codex Alimentarius. It's been in the works for some time now, and all they need now is to have this bill go through. Pharmaceutical companies will then be the very powerful in this country, and they will eliminate anyone who does not use their products in favor of natural products.
Well, anyway, the FTC is pretty much shutting Jim and Trisha Fijo down.
Oh, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Yeah. Yeah,
maybe it'll take radio shows like this to at least keep them going for a bit longer.
We'll spread the word around and let them know that I exist. Maybe they can email me, groundzeropdx@yahoo.com, and I'll talk to them about Codex Alimentarius and whether or not they're being shut down, because this is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to legalize pot. They're going to do a lot of things that you're going to go, wow, I can't believe this is happening. And then they're going to say, oh, and by the way, we gave you pot. Now you give us what we want. We want all your money to go to the pharmaceutical companies. You know, always remember this, too. Where did Obama make all of his money before he became president? He put all of his money in Baxter International. Do you know who Baxter International is?
No.
They're the company that provided the H1N1 vaccination. Isn't that odd? Huh? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Check it out.
Can I listen to a podcast of yours? Because I missed the monologue of yours.
Sure, you can listen to it on ZeroPointRadio.com. It plays in real time. 10 p.m. every night. That'd be 11 p.m. your time in Utah. You can check it out online at ZeroPointRadio.com. And the shows are available for $1, and they're put up online. So if you miss it and you want to have a copy of it, you can buy it for $1 offline, okay?
ZeroPlayRadio.com?
ZeroPointRadio.com.
Okay, just the number zero and then point?
No, it's just ZeroPointRadio.com.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling all the way from Utah tonight. You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. 1-800-344-KUFO. It's 1-800-344-KUFO. By the way, if you are listening outside of Portland, love to hear from you. A lot of people calling in from everywhere in the country, and that's exactly what we want. We want you to call and tell us what's going on. Hey, some of you that are living in Michigan right now, Pennsylvania, tell me about the situation with the militias and the police and the war that's going on there. It may be the front page tomorrow morning. We'll be back with more. Keep it here on Ground Zero.
Hello. You are about to experience
Ground Zero,
an out-of-speaker experience. Cut through the crack. Just when you thought you were safe.
Spoke up and said,
"Red Wing."
The loudspeaker spoke up and said,
"Red Wing."
The loudspeaker.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Giving you a healthy dose of reality. It's not going to cost you anything or the government anything to have it. Talk about health care tonight, and we're doing it Ground Zero style, where we're talking about it's all about the predisposed outcome, population control. It's about pain control. It's about basically giving and taking away your pain. They're going to keep records on you. The big new Brzezinski, they already have records on you now, but now they're going to make them easier to get because Brzezinski proposed this in a book that he wrote a long time ago. Brzezinski basically said that the model for control through medical and genetic records, basically, he states that the common people are, in his opinion, an increasingly purposeless mass capable of being scientifically engineered through a series of shocks to the system. Shocks to the system to create cognitive crisis and pain. Those who control pain control the populace. You see, pain is what is controlling us now. And those who have the power to relieve the pain are also those who have the power to inflict the pain. And access to health records gives them the capability of controlling pain, gives them the ability to decide who deserves to be relieved of their pain. If anyone doubts the power of pain as a tool to control people's behavior, they need only look at the experiments that were carried out by the Nazis. They were picked up and perfected by the CIA. They were taken and espoused by academics at Yale and Harvard. Because here's the thing. In this country, we already accept torture as a method to get information out of a terrorist. What makes you think that you're not going to be a part of that same torture? Because here's the deal. In a moment of pain, people could say or do almost anything, including kill another human being or rat out someone else. Hey, you have a crack problem? We'll give you all the crack you want if you just tell us something about your neighbor over here. What? You have pain? Oh, tell you what. We'll give you whatever you need. Morphine. We'll give you Dilaudid. We'll give you whatever you want. Just tell us something about your neighbor. Sell your mother down the road for something to get rid of that pain. Or I'll tell you what, we'll make it so hard on you to live that you'll want to cry out for mercy. Because this is not just drugs. It's your paycheck. It's your family. It doesn't stop. And the thing that's most interesting about this whole thing is that it's not just a Democrat or Republican thing. The Republicans screaming bloody murder because, oh, Obama proposed it and now it's happened. Cry. I'm going to play you again something that's just going to blow it out of the water, where you're going to see that it was all part of the plan from the beginning. Richard Nixon, 1974. Listen again.
Turning now to the rest of the agenda for 1974, the time is at hand this year to bring comprehensive, high-quality health care within the reach of every American. I shall propose a sweeping new program that will assure comprehensive health insurance protection to millions of Americans who cannot now obtain it or afford it, with vastly improved protection against catastrophic illnesses. This will be a plan that maintains the high standards of quality in America's health care, and it will not require additional taxes. Now, I recognize that other plans have been put forward that would cost $80 billion or even $100 billion, and that would put our whole health care system under the heavy hand of the federal government. This is the wrong approach. This has been tried abroad and it's failed. It is not the way we do things here in America. This kind of plan would threaten the quality of care provided by our whole health care system. The right way is one that builds on the strengths of the present system and one that does not destroy those strengths. One based on partnership, not paternalism. Most important of all, let us keep this as the guiding principle of our health programs. Government has a great role to play, but we must always make sure that our doctors will be working for their patients and not for the federal government.
Boy, was that something. That was 36 years ago. A Republican president proposing something that crazy, that communist. and it was voted down by Ted Kennedy. And now it's going to be named after him. God, this goes to show you that it's all in the plan, and it takes a long time to get that plan implemented. That's the irony of it all. And you know what? You're not hearing it anywhere else. Why? Because nobody wants you to take the power away from them. They want to convince you that they have all the power. You know, the minute we take away their cufflinks, their ties, and their suits, and we replace them with orange jumpsuits is the time this country will get out of turmoil. Think about it, okay? It's not about your silly Republican-Democrat paradigm. It's about criminal intent, and it's happening. And people are just, they're getting mad about the wrong reason. They're getting mad because of the wrong reasons. It's just odd that it's happening. Let's go to James Evan Pilato from MediaMonarchy.com. James, hi. You're on Ground Zero. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, brother, man. It's good to talk to you again.
So what's up? What have you been mining lately? What do you got to tell me?
Man, there's a million things to go over, but I know even just going back to the first phone call from Stephen, and then even from the other caller, who I believe was also blind, made me think of the quote, and who said it, I can't remember off the top of my head, but none are so blind as those that refuse to see, and I don't think that includes those two mentioned callers. But man, the left-right paradigm has been, you know, ratcheted up and has been driving me crazy over the last
I think I succeedingly killed, I hope I successfully killed it tonight. I hope that playing Nixon will tell you it's a bunch of bullcrap.
And what you and I have both said and what I was saying, you know, saying on my site and show, even during campaign time, that now watch, when a Democrat comes into power, and of course we knew during campaign time it's going to be a Democrat, when the Democrats come in, watch, we'll return to the era of the militias and the McVeighs and the Ruby Ridge and the Waco and the Christians and the radicals, and it instantly shifted back to that.
Just yeah, this situation in Michigan and Pennsylvania and several other states wanting to sue, people believing that Obama's the Antichrist, this is it. You know what? This is so Ground Zero, it writes itself. I remember back in 1995, I talked about this. I remember back in 2001, actually just months before 9/11, and I said, you know what? This whole McVeigh nonsense and everything that's going on, it's all going to come to a head. We're going to see an attack on the United States. And you know what happened? We had one. And everybody's like going, what are you going to do now, Clyde? I went into hiding.
And so we've seen just in the last couple of days that, you know, riding the wave of, you know, the healthcare victory and now with all the political capital to spend, Obama Saturday bypassed the Senate and it filled 15 posts. You know, that were languishing in the Senate and blaming it all on the other team that isn't in favor right now.
Right.
And then today made his surprise visit to Afghanistan.
Well, and always remember,
wearing the bomber jacket.
Well, always remember what's in Afghanistan. We have drugs. Poppies and drugs, and we have all those things that they're basically going to have more control over. And when you have all of this narcotics being loaded in and you have all this stuff happening, you know, you say to yourself, excuse me, but can you read it? Can you see it? Can you understand what's going on? And I think that people just need to calm down, and I think they need to read, and they need to pay attention, and they need to know that this is not an issue of black or white. It's not an issue of Republican, Democrat. It's not an issue of right or left. It's an issue of pain.
Well, and that's, you know, and I'm glad you've been talking about what I think so many of these things come down to, and that's eugenics, which is essentially population control.
Yes.
And also, you know, mentioning Brzezinski and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and all that stuff, and you were just talking about, you know, pain and Nazis. But I think, you know, we can even take it even a little more recent if people are familiar with the Milgram experiments.
Yes.
The Stanley Milgram experiments, where basically you inflict pain, or you think you're inflicting pain on someone another.
They're doing that. They did that in France called Death, How Far Will We Go? And I have that video on my website. You put it on your website where they had a game show where they told people, and they didn't even give them a prize.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even give him a prize. You're going to be on TV. You're going to be on a reality show. And they were giving this guy 465 volts of electricity. Not really, but they thought you were, and they didn't question the authority. They just said, okay, tell us to do it. We'll kill the guy. It was amazing what people will do when they're told what to do.
And another caller was touching on, and you guys were mentioning kind of the ID, the national IDs, and that's right now we have Chuck Schumer and Lindsey Graham, a supposed liberal and a supposed conservative, pushing a new national ID program that contains biometric information, meaning your life information, your fingerprints, your retina, and all of that. We'll carry that around.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing, is that we need to understand it has nothing to do with your Republican or Democrat. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your pain, your suffering, and your control. And we need to be aware of that. And we need to know when we're voting and we're making choices that this is not conspiracy theory. This is reality. Mm-hmm. And that the more power we give them, the blank check we give them, the more they'll take advantage of it. And we need to tell them, look, I'm giving you this opportunity. This is your opportunity because we are the people and we're giving you the opportunity. Not we give you the opportunity and then you turn around and you basically control us and keep us from progressing. And see, that's the thing, is this political infighting between the Glenn Becks of the world, the Rush Limbaughs of the world, and the Ed Schultzes of the world, and they're all like bickering it out back and forth. It doesn't do any good. And even the Alex Jones of the world, I know how everybody loves Alex Jones. You know, Alex Jones getting on there and saying, I'm fighting the New World Order. He's not. He's basically griping about it, just like we are. He says, I think there's a difference between informing. If you're informing people about it, then fine. They have to make their own decisions. But if we just lay back and let it happen, you know, the thing that I say, and my solution has always been, get good lawyers, get uncorruptible lawyers, get them in there, and if you have a case, file the case. I mean, they're filing lawsuits now against this plan, and that's a good thing.
Well, and last thing I'll say, and specifically on the health care situation, is what I've kind of been citing and quoting on the site and show from the late, great Bill Hicks, that essentially if they wanted us to have health care, they could deliver it to us in the same shock and awe fashion that we can deliver death and destruction around the world.
That's exactly right. So what did it take so long?
Ultimately, they don't really want us to have that.
And that isn't what we're getting.
They could do it for a fraction of the cost that we deliver the death and destruction around the world.
Right, and Nixon had a great plan. They threw it out. Now they put their own little twist on it. Now, you know, it's very suspect to see this getting passed now and to get the fever pitch about it now. It just seems to be too good to be true, and also seems to be a good wedge to put between people and to create and solidify the police state. It's just appalling.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, ultimately, when we see these sort of violent acts, and again, and I don't know if those are provocateur, false flag type events, or just, you know, whacked out people who are resorting to violence, that ultimately when we go violent, we instantly lose.
Yes,
that's
we do.
What they want.
Use your head, not your weapons. That's the way to do it.
Brother, thanks so much. Thanks for giving me the time.
Thank you. MediaMonarchy.com. Check it out. Best news site you can go to get this information. MediaMonarchy.com. Go to Jordan now. Hi, Jordan. Number five, Jordan. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, I just want to tell you that I used to listen to you back in, like, when you're on Max 910 and all that.
Yeah, thank you.
On more.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy the program. I think Sunday nights is great, and I think it's a great time for people to get together and talk, so thank you for listening.
Yeah, this is my first time calling ever, so thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jordan. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go to Charles now. Charles on three. Hi, Charles. You're on Ground Zero.
Hey, how you doing, Clyde? Hey, I just want to give you kudos and let you know that I agree with you on the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers. And tell your listeners to Google the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah.
The New World Order's Ten Commandments are up there. Anyway, I'm a Christian, and I think that you're right on all this stuff. And it's all part of the tribulation. It's all been foretold in Revelation.
You really think this is the tribulation? You really think it is?
Yeah, I do.
Why? What do you think? How so?
Well, the 1% of the power elite in the world are taken over with their computer aided technology. They just keep building it smarter and smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the wealthy and powerful that are going to take over and control the population of the earth.
You know, it's funny you bring up the tribulation. I wanted to just point out something. I was at this place called Posey's. I hang out at. It's a coffee shop near my home. And we all get together and talk and everything. You know, for the first time, I saw the New York Times give some predictive programming, and basically what it was is they were carrying out the scenario as to whether or not Israel was going to attack Iran or whether Iran was going to attack Israel and what we were going to do in retaliation or what have you. I was reading that going, my gosh, they got it all put predictive programming in the New York Times, what's going to happen. And people read that, and they get acclimated to the possibility, and they say, well, didn't we just read about that in the New York Times? And so this whole tribulation thing you bring up, I mean, it's already, you know, most Christians are acclimated to this because they've read about it in their Bibles. Now, question, you don't believe in the rapture, do you?
Actually, no, I don't believe that the rapture, I was raised Lutheran, and I don't believe that, I believe that when it's the end, it's the end.
Okay, that's pretty frightening then, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all going to come down to a big battle. I mean,
do you believe in the literal coming of Christ? Do you believe in the second coming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Do you believe in the Antichrist? Do you believe there is an Antichrist?
Yes.
Who do you think it is? Who do you think it is?
It's probably going to be my guess, educated guess, is it's probably going to be the leader of the European Union.
Oh, you're close. You are so close. You're near and dear to my heart. Do you know who I? Okay, I can give you three guesses who I think the Antichrist is, and you're pretty damn close by talking about the leader of the European Union.
The old Prime Minister of England.
No, close, but no cigar. Close, but no cigar.
It could be him. And
no, he has to be a religious figure. He has to be a religious figure, so get closer. Come on.
It could be the Pope, too.
No, the Pope won't be it. The Pope won't be it, because what they're going to do is they're going to put, they're probably going to put a Jesuit in after Ratzinger. They have to bring in a Jesuit, because the Jesuits go to war with, they have to go to war because they got this pedophile thing they're dealing with.
Yeah, the Jesuits, I don't want to go around saying too much. People start calling me a crackpot, but there's a lot of...
Oh, come on. They talk about the Black Pope. It's a Jesuit. It's obvious.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy things in Jesuit theology, for sure, that aren't in the Bible.
Well, of course, because they're the ones that basically rule us, right? They're the ones that take care of the business.
In many ways.
The Zionists take care of it for the Jews, and the Jesuits take care of it for the Catholics. If you know what's secretly going on behind the scenes, things are so much fun to watch and play with. But anyway, you're very close. You're very close about the European Union. And if you think about it, think of the religious figures that are over there in England. And then you get my idea of who I think the Antichrist
is. Oh, yeah, I've read about the black Jesuit priests and the head of the black Jesuit churches. Yeah,
okay.
I've read all that.
All right. Well, before I'm going to have to do a show. I'm going to have to basically get Tracy Twyman in here. We get to talk Antichrist some night, and then you Christians are going to have a heyday. I think I'm really out of my mind. Thank you for your call.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love it when the Christians like my show. And it's really funny because whenever I go into any place and some guy says, I'll pray for you. Says, I know you don't approve of this, but I'll pray for you, Clyde. I'm saying, I approve. Just like I approve if some witch decides that he wants to give me a spell of good fortune or help. I love it. I mean, beliefs are beliefs, and you know what? They're universal. We all have our fears, and we all have the things that we carry with us to bed every night. We all have our nightmares. We all have our dreams. Let's just hope they don't dash our dreams by taking over and doing what they're doing. And those people who are tonight going absolutely berserk by the militias and the craziness, calm down. This has been going on, and it's not just Obama. It's more. It's deeper. Keep it here at Ground Zero. We'll be back.
Ground Zero, with host Clyde Lewis.
You know, Mr. Lewis, I don't appreciate the joke of you telling everyone that I'm the Antichrist. I'm not the Antichrist. My mummy is not the Whore of Babylon. She died in a car crash. Sorry. We've been talking about the Antichrist. We gotta do a show about the Antichrist, I swear to God. All the Christians out there, they're gonna love it. Because it's not Obama. And all you militias that want to attack people saying, oh, they're going to defend you against the... Stop it. It's not Obama. Believe me. Obama's not the Antichrist. There's no way he can be. Okay. Enough of that. Let's go to Joseph on 7. Hi, Joseph. You're on Ground Zero. Hello? Joseph?
There.
Yeah, I'm finally there. How you doing, buddy?
Doing very well. this is Richard Johnson from Beaverton, Oregon calling.
Hello, sir. What's going on?
Well, you know, I was calling because I need to send a little message out to my son.
Okay, do it.
Brian, this is your father. I understand that you've been cohorting with numerous ladies on, you know, a regular basis, but I want to tell you, man. As your father, I have to say, wrap it up.
Is that all you want to tell him?
For wrap it up.
Okay, is that all you want to tell him?
I think that's it. I think that's all.
And you took time out of my show to tell him to wrap it up. What else is on your mind? Is that it?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you for calling. Pardon me, Christians. Jesus, what's going on? Okay, that's one. Let's go to Frank. Hi, Frank. What's up?
Hi. I was just listening to the last gentleman on the phone. I was talking about the tribulation and how he thinks it's coming and how this whole everything that's been going on is going to be leading to some great cataclysmic war between, I guess, Jesus and the Antichrist.
Something like that.
You know, it's... Number one, the biblical scripture this is based on is completely crazy. It is completely abstract, and it can be applied to any way you want to think about it.
I guess so. We all have our theories, though. Isn't it nice to have nice eschatological theories?
Yeah, really. And there's some people that say that book was just based on what was happening the 100 to 200 years after Christ died with the Christians being persecuted.
I think it's a cookbook, actually.
A cookbook?
Have you ever seen that Twilight Zone episode? Where it's a cookbook. It's basically a book that has the blueprint for self-destruction at the end of it. It's kind of funny.
Well, however you want to view it, honestly, there's two types of beliefs, or there's more than two types, but there's the religious and the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
The spiritual really is about how people should live and get along with each other and how a society can benefit its citizens through moral guidance from people in the past that have actually taken the time to sit down and think as opposed to been motivated by greed or hatred, which our leaders honestly seem to be at this point.
So it sounds like as a Christian you have it all figured out. What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to go to war in the Middle East? Is it going to be Armageddon or what's going to happen?
No, I'm actually not a Christian. I don't think that there is going to be any kind of apocalyptic war. I don't think Jesus is going to...
You're not a Christian. Are you an atheist?
I'm not an atheist.
What are you? Are you spiritual? Are you a Satanist? What are you?
I just consider myself to be a student
of enlightenment.
Ethical philosophers that have come and gone, and I try to take my own personal interpretation of the different books that have been put out there.
You've done well. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I don't consider myself to be denominational.
You don't have to be. I just wanted to know. I didn't want to pin you. I'm sorry. I hate it when people pin me. You know what? When they tell me, so what religion are you? I say, I'm a nunya. What does that mean? Nunya business. So tell people that I'm a nunya. All right. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Right, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right. Who I got? Let's go to Rainey. Rainey, is that you?
Yes, hello.
Okay, hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, hi, I spoke with you a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And we talked about, like, the Gulf of Aden and...
Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm curious as to who you think the Antichrist is.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know if I want to say on air.
Go ahead and say it.
Well, I kind of think it's Prince William.
You're right! Yeah, give her a bone. Huh?
Is that what you think as well?
Of course I do. Yes, I do. And I can go into more detail later. I don't want to go into detail now. You can read all. You can type my name in, Clyde Lewis, Antichrist, Prince William. You get to read all about what I've said in the past. You get to read about how Rolling Stone interviewed me and said, hey, the theory is pretty darn cool. So, yeah, I think it's Prince William.
It's pretty crazy, though, how it all comes together. And they're really, like, on YouTube with him online. They're putting these montages up with, like, all this music back is like praise this one king and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really sick.
You know what really convinced me that he may be, and that I'm saying he may be because I'm being like kind of quote unquote allegedly that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Think about this:
What name? He's got several names. He's got William, Philip, Lewis, Mountbatten, blah, 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 his namesake. But one name is that sticks out, his name is Arthur. Now, he can do something called his regal name. See, because Pope Benedict is not really named Benedict. His name's Joseph Ratzinger. So he took the name Benedict. Well, you see, he's got all those names because good old Prince William can take on a different name. Queen Elizabeth's not really named Elizabeth. So he can take on a different name. I think that he will take on the name Arthur. Now, if he does that, you know what that's going to signal to his people?
I don't.
That he is the once and future king, the resurrected king to save his kingdom. And what does that mean? That means that he is a resurrected king to lead the kingdom of the world.
And that means that 90% of the people that believe that Jesus is coming back in flesh is going to be him.
Yes!
And he's not really coming back in flesh.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, there's other reasons, too, though. Here's another thing, too. You know, have you ever heard of the Holy Grail?
Yeah.
You ever heard of Mary being the Holy Grail?
Lots, yes.
Yeah. You know, did you know that, this is another show completely, did you know that they also called Mary the rose that carried the blood of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
What did they call Diana when she died? Goodbye, England's rose, though you never knew you at all, you had the faith to hold yourself.
And she died in that tunnel, that old ancient...
Pont de Alma, which means...
Yes. Princess.
Yeah, it's called the Dianic Tunnel or the Tunnel of the Point of Souls, which means that if you die there, you immediately become sanctified, and so do your children.
Planned by design, by evil design.
It was a nice little ritual, and I'll talk more about it when I got to get Tracy Twyman on the show, and I have her talk. We'll talk Antichrist, and you'll find out that I'm not crazy.
No, you're not, because I know I'm not.
It's good to know. Thank you for listening.
I love listening. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Peter. Now we're getting into all this weird stuff. Hi, Peter. You see a warning in Sagittarius. What does that mean?
There was a switch snap, and I missed what you said. Could you repeat?
You see a warning in Sagittarius. What does that mean?
Yeah. I think you said, I see a warning inside of Sagittarius.
Well, that's what it said on the thing. That's what you're calling about, that you saw a warning in Sagittarius. What does that mean?
Okay, I didn't think it would come through too well. You can forget about that.
Then why did you say that? I was interested in hearing about Sagittarius. What's the warning?
Yes, That's right. I got stuff about Sagittarius.
Well, what's going on in Sagittarius? So my listeners that are sitting by the speakers with bated breath can go, come on, Peter, tell me, what's going on with Sagittarius?
Well, I got a poem for you to tell you about Sagittarius.
Please give me the poem.
Okay. Turning here to my notes, the title of my poem, I created it. I'm not a poet, though. I have to warn everybody about that.
Okay, do it so that we can go to break.
We'll see how well this goes around the world. The title, Arc, Ophiuchus, and Hipparchus.
Okay.
I'll define each of the three. Ophiuchus is a constellation, including that one above us who wrestles a serpent.
It's called the Serpent Holder, yes. Go ahead. We all know about Ophiuchus. We talked about it last week.
Hipparchus is a 300 BC Egyptian astronomer who created the imagery that is today known as the 12 constellations.
Yes.
The zodiac.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Arc is a constellation Sagittarius.
Okay, now tell us the poem, please.
Okay.
Tick,
it's,
tick,
it's pierce, okay, concerning the arrow, its piercing stone tip is all of truth and love. And behold, arrow in flight to the adversary's eye. Fear, rage, and lie are the serpent's eye above. Hear this from Hipparchus. Satan's eye, at least, will die. Will die, lie, rage, and fear, the serpent's eye above. All recall the arrow's piercing stone tip is truth and love, truth and love. Again we say, will die, fear, rage, and lie, the serpent's eye above.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And then we got to go to another call, but I thank you for that.
Okay.
Right.
I listen same reason everyone else does.
Why is that?
To find information.
Okay,
I think
cool.
That your program tonight is particularly God blessed.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm on your side.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye, Clyde.
Bye. Okay, let's go to Devin. He's real lost, and so am I. Hi, Devin. You're on Ground Zero.
All right. Well, I'd like to say that, I mean, getting back to the healthcare thing that we were talking about.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. I want to say that it's all about redistribution of wealth from one to another.
I appreciate that, yes, but it's also about your pain, buddy. Trust me. It's about regulating your pain.
Debt, the pain of the debt to China, to Japan, to the Middle East, the pain of that will be influencing our political decisions throughout our entire lifetimes.
Have you ever heard of something called? Have you ever heard of something called the opiate solution? It's something that Karl Marx talked about. It was basically the idea that whatever makes the people feel good, whatever the cure-all is for the entire nation, is what they're going to pitch to you. But in reality, what happens if you get addicted to opiates? You end up dying.
Exactly. And they're poisoning my generation through debt. I mean, the CBO, you know, the Congressional Budget Office, says that this thing's going to lower the deficit. But these guys, I mean, their primary existence,
they're lying to you.
Well, no, I know. They make astrologers look, you know, convincing. They look legitimate. I mean,
they make people like me look convincing, and I'm just a talk show host with a high school diploma who wants to make a lot of money being a famous talk show host, and I'm not even doing that well. So, come on.
Also, another point. I think that Nixon was really a closet communist when you look at things he did.
So was Kennedy, right? So was Kennedy. Huh?
I mean, he normalized relations with China. You know, he signed major anti-nuclear missiles treaties. I mean, he did a lot of things.
Do you want to hear something really weird?
Yeah.
After he proposed the health care plan, he got impeached, or actually he resigned. Now, this is the thing I'm scared about. What if we see a repetition of history?
And, you know, on Obama, you have to think that, you know, I mean, this guy is just not liked enough to be the Antichrist. He just isn't. He can't be.
You got
to
love him. You got to love the Antichrist.
But I think that my generation...
Don't you just love Prince William? I love him. Do you love him? I love him.
Obama?
No, Prince William. I love
him. Prince William. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm part Irish, so, you know...
You are!
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like the English monarchy, so, I mean, if he's the Antichrist, it's not going to be...
I know where you're coming from, Mr. Irish.
We've been saying that the Antichrist is going to be, you know, going to be in charge of the, you know, England...
Yes.
For, you know, 600 years. I mean, that's just what we've been saying, and it'll be gratifying to know that we were right.
Well, you Irish.
I mean, the potato famine was forced on Ireland. I make us export all of our food. I mean.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of people in England I like, but I don't know.
I just
think that I hate the idea that one day I meet Prince William and he goes, "Excuse me, but you have called me the Antichrist, and I want to know that, you know, I want to tell you that I'm not." But
think about this. He has the perfect accent.
Yes, all evil people have British accents, unless you're Darth Vader.
You never suspect them. I mean, he's going to think, like, you know, this guy's going to enslave us. You know, he's...
I love you, man. Thanks for calling in.
I'll take it easy, man.
You too. Gosh, I love my audience. I love you all. You're more brilliant than I am, I swear to God. Anyway, 1-800-344-KUFO. 1-800-344-KUFO. We'll be back with more. Don't go away. This is Ground Zero. I'm Clyde Lewis. This is Ground Zero. We just got word. Got word on the phone, and I'm trying to verify this. And what's really weird is I was outside at this time. And a huge boom has been heard over Portland. Heard all the way to northwest of Vancouver and Richmond. Just got word that it's a boom, a huge, loud boom that was heard tonight about 8:30. And they're wondering why I'm not talking about it, because I didn't hear any. We're in a soundproof studio, but I was outside. I didn't hear anything. So what we have is a corridor effect for something that may have gone on in the sky. No sign of a fireball, no sign of a UFO, no sign of a supersonic jet, nothing. Just a huge, loud boom. Interesting. Okay, if anybody knows anything about a boom, call in. 1-800-344-KUFO. This has got me spooked. That's okay. We're safe here. 1-800-344-KUFO. Let's go to Doug right now on 5. Doug, hi, you're on Ground Zero, quick.
Hey, Clyde, how you doing? It's Doug from Ground Zero Lounge from Monday night.
Hi, Doug.
Glad to talk to you. It's been a while since
it has.
I saw you last.
Yeah.
I just want to call in and complain about health care and the fact that there are good folks at Regents Blue Cross at 200 Southwest.
Oh, okay, we can't. No. Don't give me addresses, please.
Okay.
Just you don't need to malign people. Just tell me what's going on.
Well, I had a $3,700 health care bill, of which they paid zero, leaving me with a $3,700 health care bill. And it's because they rejected me for a pre-existing condition.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-existing condition was I was sick.
Okay.
And then just the way they, the slimy way they evaluated that with customer confidentiality, you know, it's, in general, Clyde, I mean, you know, Obamacare, health care, the whole thing is, you know, you get what you pay for. I don't know. It's just, it's a very good
question. I know, you get what you pay for. The thing is the insurance companies, they'll do that. They've done that. But what makes the people think that the government isn't going to do that? What makes people think that a government who is that is full of corruption is not going to give you a corrupt insurance policy?
That's entirely true.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like you turn the entire government into an insurance company. You think that's going to help things? They, you know, you're talking about the same government that inspected the Teton Dam. You're talking about the same government that stood down at 9/11. You're talking about the state. You're talking about the same government that lied to you about 9/11. You're talking about the same government that allowed a moron by the name of George W. Bush to steal an election without an investigation. And you think they're going to run your insurance well? Nah, no.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I would just caution listeners about the pre-existing conditions that there are being used. That was one of the things that was discussed about with the health care bill.
Mm-hmm.
That if you go to a doctor and he says, "When did you start feeling bad?" I would say, "Well, doc, sitting in your waiting room."
Good job. I appreciate that, Doug. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, Clyde.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Mike on 4. Mike, you're on ground zero. You heard the boom. What's up with that?
Yeah, I heard the boom. What I want to let you know, I've heard of what they call the mystery of the earthquake boom. There's research behind it. It's terrorresearch.com. And what they're saying it's a scalar wave, which is kind of like a radio wave, but instead of oscillating back and forth, it moves in a different direction.
You're trying to tell me that was a P wave we heard and we were going to have an earthquake?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
You think we're going to have an earthquake?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You think we're going to have an earthquake?
Personally, I'm not, I'm one of your skeptics. I like to listen, but I also kind of have my own theories on things.
Okay.
I have the chills. I am seriously feel really weird about this. I do feel like we're going to have an earthquake within the next 12 to 24 hours. Whether it's huge or it's normal, I don't know, but there's actual research behind this that says that's a common thing right before a hard earthquake.
Well, that's a big gulp. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, now I'm scared. Okay, who's this guy on 1? Eamon. I don't know the name. What's your name?
My name's Damon.
Damon. Hi, Damon. What do you have to say?
I just want to really thank you for playing those Nixon speeches because I'm 18 years old, and it's really easy for people my age to buy into the Obama hype that everything he's saying is new and he's going to change and that he's basically what's going to save us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really thankful that you're playing things that show how obvious that everything's predestinated. It's like it's laid out and it's all been ahead of us and we basically have no control over it.
It's called predestined future. It's called that history is basically planned. It's planned because, you know what, we live in an information age now. We get information hitting us from all angles, and we have something called the memory hole. It's this black hole that's in the back of our heads that we allow ourselves to fall into. And it brings us into this hypocritical and confusing thing we call ignorance and basically putting things aside because we don't want to take the time to study them. And I take the time to study them because I really want you to know the truth.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you, and it's just recently that I started actually looking into these things because I admit I was one of those ones that are like, yeah, Obama, he's gonna change everything. But I started looking back, I started thinking, and I see that it's all about, and none of us controlled it. I'm starting to realize every election is rigged, that Obama has been planned to be our president for years now.
Yeah, his mother was a CIA cutout. That's why you don't know anything about his birth. Yeah, it's all planned out. It is.
It is.
And there's no such thing as a party system. If you still belong to a political party and listen to the show, shame on you.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
And, like, you were talking a couple weeks back about Avatar and how, like, you know, things are put in movies to control us. And I started thinking about, like, there's some old movies like Deep Impact and other things that the presidents are African-American before we even had a black president.
There you go.
And it's just putting it back in at the head of our mind that this will happen. It's okay to happen.
Well, I'm saying that even we can go one better, Morgan Freeman for president. I'd like that.
Exactly.
Easy Reader, my president. All I got to say. Oh, that's probably before your time. Easy Reader was Electric Company. I'm sorry, that's before your time. I'm an old man.
It's okay. I'm a youngin'.
Okay, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye. Let's go to Chris now. Chris, I'm three. Hi, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clyde Lewis.
Yes, that's me.
Yes. I talked to you. I was at the Alex Ansari at the Holiday Park. We were passing out those vaccinations.
Yes, I remember that. You were wearing the hat.
Yes, and I could interview you about the chemtrails. We were talking about the chemtrails.
Sure.
Well, yeah, everything that you talk about on your show, I would love to talk about it and use up your old show. But a lot of the things that, very quickly, is that the identity cards, they're going to be starting an identity card system, high-tech ID systems incorporating smart cards, biometrics, and radio frequencies, and connected to mega databases to track our every movement, are being introduced simultaneously worldwide. And I cut out an article in England. They are chipping the trash cans to see if you're throwing out too much food.
Oh, tell me about it. They're gonna be able to, and it's all a part of their system to make money off you,
yes,
to sell your own nostalgia back to you, to even come out and exploit what you are.
Yes.
And they look at you as just some subject that can be monitored, labeled, numbered.
Yes.
It's like you can't escape it. And the more you buy into the nonsense, they can put a smile on it. They can put poise on it. They can put anything you want. I mean, Obama is a great talker. He's smooth. He's good looking. He's funny. I like him. I like him as a person. Politician, I know he's out to basically have my butt in a sling. But you know what? It's like doing it with a smile, and he's good at hiding it. I'll tell you. It was better than Bush.
Yeah, well, we got duped again with that don't ask, don't tell thing.
So,
we got duped again. What they're going to do is make it harder. You have to talk to some general and go to court. And, you know, I said, that's nothing. I mean, that's a joke.
Yeah.
That's a joke. Yeah. I'm 58 years old. I am tired of fighting for who I am. I am tired of it. The guy is a schmoozer. And also, I hate it when he talks about using 9/11 to send more troops over.
Hey, he learned from Bush. What can
I
say?
He did. Clinton was honed by Bush.
All you have to say is 9/11, and people say, tell me more.
Yes. I know.
Let us forget it, please.
I know. Well, and real quick one on the health insurance is that I cut out a report, drug maker, knew the risks. Avandia's link to heart attacks was kept from the public.
Oh, I just read about that,
83,000 heart attacks caused by diabetes medication.
It's called iatrogenicide. It's called iatrogenicide, and it's happening all the time, and it's going to happen with this, too. Thanks for your call. I got to go to another call. Thanks, Chris. James on 5. Hi, James. You're on Ground Zero.
How you doing tonight?
Quickly, what's up? I'm doing well.
Well, I just wanted to give you a little information that we are indeed with a different government now. You think Obama can clean up the mess that has been made over 12 years of misuse and abuse by the Republicans, and think anybody can just snap their fingers and clean up all the crap that they've left behind. Well, I think he's done an outstanding job of turning things around and at least getting things stimulated. As you know, the state of Washington is now in a recovery. We've moved $500 million into the port of Vancouver and Richfield. Vancouver is mining itself up and gearing up to build very spectacularly
And you're saying this is all Obama?
I would say that yes. We gave the keys to the Republicans, and they drove the car right into the lake, and we're cleaning up the mess right now.
Yeah.
We're making great strides.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
Well, you know what?
You know what? I can still get a hand job behind a dumpster, and if the guy has crap on his hands, I'm going to get a disease. You understand?
Well, I'm glad.
I'm going to tell you right now that Obama has extended every Bush policy that has existed. It's nothing has changed, and just because he's stimulating you doesn't mean that he's stimulating me.
All the money that they thought that they could hide in Dubai and in Switzerland, we closed their accounts and told them they have to pay the money. They withdrew the money out of the banks and tried to shift it overseas. We've tracked them down. We're making them pay.
No, we're not.
They are scared now.
It's an illusion. It's an illusion. It's an illusion.
From the right wing. We love Viacom and ClearCom channels that are owned by Rupert Murdoch and right-wing media. They want to
It's all about the right wing and the left wing. It's all about the red state and the blue state. You still live in the 20th century. Get a clue, sir.
We're trying to build again. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we're coming out of it because we don't have a lot of Republicans dragging us down.
Do you know why the Pacific Northwest is doing well and the rest of the country sucks? Because the Pacific Northwest has a lot of people in it that like to work and they like to pay attention to what's going on in the world, and they basically take it upon themselves to change. And they're not going to fortify. They're not going to fortify an oligarchy to get them to do this. No oligarchy is going to change this world.
And things are getting better.
Not because of Obama. Not because of Obama, and I can deny it.
Because of Obama, we got rid of the Bushes.
No, you can't put all of your hell, you can't put all of your hate into one man. Bush was bad. Obama's okay, but he's not the best thing in the world.
We're seeking after the people who caused the blatantest amount of fraud.
Good for you.
Those are the tops of the base, the tops of the Enron Corporation.
Uh-huh.
We've got the Office of Inspector General having these guys quaking their boots.
Yeah.
They tried to shift the funds out of the country, and we told Switzerland right straight up.
Okay.
If they don't open up their
take books, a breath. Take a breath. I want you to answer me one question, dude. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Oh, certainly.
Okay. I know you're just all gung-ho on this recovery crap. Let me ask you something.
No.
I told you to wait and let me say something. You let me say something?
I can't deny that, yes.
Yes, I can deny. You know what I can deny? The Patriot Act is still in place. The war budget is higher than it's ever been. The war budget's higher than it's ever been. Wiretaps are still going on my phones. I get censored if I say something that's not in favor of the government. And I still live in a police state. Have all the recovery you want, but you know what? If I can't use it or have fun with any of it, and I'm always under the gun, even with my insurance policies, I don't think this is right. He's gone. Yeah. Okay. You know, whatever you need, they will control. They'll control your tobacco, your alcohol, your marijuana, your narcotics, your morphine. Their sadistic dedication to taking away your pleasure keeps them in control of you. You know, the wars we're fighting now are not always about oil. They're not always about greed. It's basically how far you can take a person and how well you can crush him. Remember the Joker in The Dark Knight where he says it's not about money? Sometimes things burn. Well, the unfortunate thing is no matter how obvious the motive of the criminal elite is, people will still argue that it's all about material, like this guy. Oh, we're recovering. Well, here we go. The conspiracy is all about power through inflicting and controlling pain. The health care reform proposals are there to secure one more area of the surveillance state. It's all about control as opposed to help. You know, Vladimir Lenin once said, the socialized medicine is the keystone and the arch of the socialist state. It is there to ensure your servitude. It will be there to eventually convince you that those who put a strain on the system should be removed. It's called eugenics. While health care for everyone is something that I can agree with, that a lot of people can agree on, the methods and the means are suspect, especially when it's being proposed by a government that has demonstrated its tendency for corruption. Make change. Real change. And don't believe the hype. I'm Clyde Lewis. This has been Ground Zero. You can catch me again on ZeroPointRadio.com. See you next week. Good night.